Herd at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Tuesday's show, staff writer for The Athletic, Mitch Sherman, our Vegas insider from MajorWager.com, Brian Edwards, and Michael Bruns from 24/7 Sports stops by with all the latest news. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Herd at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
I don't even recognize what's going on.
just kind of going with it this morning. Coffee and Cream. Shane, are we still on? Or there was a cultural bias reference in there, but it's too soon.
I blame the C4. Makes me a little squirrely. Not for Indians.
Who says that? Oh, I had to go outside for a minute.
You did. I thought we might have to like resuscitate you. I thought you might lose air for a second.
Yeah, that was well played.
Well, thank you. You know, I try. They write those things for us, my guy.
Oh, over the break, he doubled down on the spelling bee comment.
I did. I'm just saying, like, have you ever watched a spelling bee? Not a lot of Caucasians up there winning that thing. There's a lot of syllables on the last names. They write those things for us, my guy.
Okay.
Word choice is our wheelhouse.
I got you.
That and like IT, but that's okay.
I got you. So are you over the the ageism with Hendon Hooker? Or not so
no, bad? I still, you know, I honestly, I would take Hendon Hooker over Will Levis, I think, depending on my situation.
Yeah.
If I was a team that needed a quarterback like tomorrow, I'd probably go Hendon Hooker. If I was,
even though Levis had the first round grade, allegedly.
Well, I mean, by who is the question, right?
Not enough.
Well, he had the first round grade by the draft people, which again,
do you remember him steamed in Vegas, the 4-1 betting odds?
Yeah, there was like
there was
weird
a ton of steam coming in.
There was like a weird thing that happened on Reddit that messed up the odds on him, and it seemed like it was totally, I think it was ended up being totally bogus. It was just some guy that kind of gassed up his stock for some reason.
Do you know, I don't know the real premise behind Reddit. Sometime over the break, we're going to have to.
It's just like a weird message board environment. It's very strange.
Yeah.
It's like a message board for every topic you could possibly think of is just self-contained in Reddit, and so you find whatever you want to talk about, and it's
are there any experts over there?
In some of them, a lot of it's just people talking.
Yeah,
some of them
so
have.
How do you know? So you have to kind of still be a Berean, right? Go do your own homework. Because how do you know it's?
Yeah, a lot of it's nonsense. I would say most of it's nonsense. That's where a lot of people get really bad ideas. Is places like Reddit.
Oh, like conspiracy theories?
Yeah, but just in general, bad ideas. Like, the bad ideas could run the gamut of, like, hey, maybe we should eat these Tide Pods to, like, the royal family or lizard people. Like,
oh,
you know, like there's a really
man.
Wide range of bad ideas. They're all on Reddit.
Michigan Lance is cussing at me over text.
Is he?
Yes.
About what?
I don't know. Once I saw the F word, I kept it moving.
Move along. Move along.
Oh, Mike Schaefer coming up at the top of the hour.
Yes, indeed.
Can Nebraska capitalize on any recruiting momentum?
Mm, yeah.
And how about his Vikings? We should have let – so Schaefer and Lance, I know you're going to be surprised, have had some nice knockdown dragouts.
Lance got in a fight with somebody? I'm shocked.
It is Friday, right?
Imagine my surprise.
I don't know what's going on, but we got to kind of I need everybody to calm down.
Listen, we'll bring it. We'll bring it. We'll bring
I
it
do.
On
I do blame the C4 though.
No, I was okay yesterday. I wasn't super squirrely yesterday.
Yeah, last time I had C4 a couple years ago, it gave me the itchy face.
They write those things for us, my guy.
I took it with the powder, and it was not
good. Well, you can't double up. That's a mistake.
Yeah, I'm on some Spark this morning.
So my
and
the amino energy.
The amino energy.
So my
thanks to Ravi.
My
Rave, as Shane would say.
My wife is she's in the food service industry. She used to be a line cook before she got her big job.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would have these crazy hours. Like she would open kind of dinner service at like 3 o'clock and she'd be running until 2 o'clock in the morning when they closed down.
Right.
And so she's working these like 10, 11, 12
like
hours.
Like the people that Gordon Ramsay yells at?
Yeah. Kind of those types of people. Yeah. Okay. So like Gordon Ramsay's the CDC, your chef de cuisine. Then you've got like a sous chef who's kind of second in charge. And then like everybody else doing all the grunt work, those are line cooks.
Okay.
So she was a line cook when she first started in the industry. And so she would work these crazy, like 10, 12, sometimes 14-hour shifts. And so she's a crazy person for this, by the way. And I'm like, this is going to kill you someday. Stop doing this. She would take pre-workout, put it in Red Bull, shake it up, and like, that was her day. And she'd do that.
That sounds like somebody named Natasha.
She would do that multiple times a day. And I was like, your heart's going to explode.
Yeah.
And then I met her and I was like, hey, I need you to stop doing that because I'm going to need a kidney someday.
You're dang right.
That's the second day in a row you're kind of forecasting. Yesterday it was life insurance. Today it's needing kidneys.
Well, I was like, well, so the life insurance is for her. The kidney's for me. So we've got a nice little mutual reciprocation here. But I was like, I need you to stop doing that. I need your organs to still work because I might have to harvest at some point.
I need to slow down too because I haven't been like on my A game the last couple of days. Just a little queasy. You know,
okay.
Started with the losing of the New York Strip a couple of days
sure.
ago.
Sure, yeah.
And I didn't eat a ton yesterday, but I think I'm kind of rounding in.
You're on the mend?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't. Like, it's exceptionally warm in here, but I think it's because of the energy drink and the spark
it
powder.
Could be,
but
yeah.
But it's not warm outside.
No, but it is warmer outside than it was the last couple mornings, even though it ended up warmer during the day.
Let's get over that.
Well, hi, Kim. I turned the sprinkler system off this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, I shut it off.
Yeah,
that joker clicked on at 5:30, and I was like, nah, not today.
You're like, no, we're good here.
Because I think we're going to get some precip.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain today. Supposed to rain a little bit today.
Ollie Williams.
It's gonna rain.
Hey, so back to the draft before we get to Shafe at the top of the hour. Are you happy with what your guys are talking about doing, or did the Lamar Jackson not coming to San Fran compound the fact you had no first round picks?
No, so I mean, my upsetness about the first round not having a first round pick is just the theater of it. Like, I like watching it when your team has a stake in it, right? Yeah. I understand, okay, and I don't remember if it was the Christian McCaffrey or the Trey Lance that they didn't specifically have a pick this year. If it's for Christian McCaffrey, like, totally worth it, right? You're not going to find somebody that was as valuable to them as he was last year. Like, in the draft, I don't think
That's how I felt about getting Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Right. And
because
so,
that turned out to be a conditional pick, and I was like, we're not getting a secondary player of that caliber in the top 14 picks.
Especially with how good the 49ers have been, you're talking 28, 29, 30, 31, somewhere in there, where that's not going to be – you're not getting that level of guy at that spot most likely. So with the Christian McCaffrey thing, I'm totally cool. The Trey Lance thing, I do think they probably need to move him to see if they can get some assets back. But at the same time, I think he might have to play to start the year also.
Oh, because Purdy?
Purdy's elbow.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, that's a Tommy John surgery. I get that throwing a football is a little less strenuous than throwing a baseball because of the torque and the twisting on the ligaments. Throwing a football is a little bit more natural, of a motion. But I still don't feel good about what is that, like a 6-month turnaround from the time he finally had surgery?
Yeah.
I don't feel great about that. So, you know, maybe you have to keep Trey Lance to make sure you're hedged there. Maybe you're okay with Sam Darnold, which I don't know. I guess if anybody can fix him, it's probably Kyle Shanahan. But I'm not that upset about the Lamar thing because that was always kind of like a pipe dream. Yeah. It would have been incredible, and I would have lost my mind. Like, I would have been overjoyed. But
see you in the Super Bowl.
It wasn't like – I was more upset a couple years ago before they drafted Trey Lance when it seemed like there was real momentum for Aaron Rodgers to end up in San Francisco. I was a little bit more upset about that because I liked Aaron Rodgers more than anybody that they could have drafted. And so I'm just – thank God they didn't take Mac Jones at three because I would have – that would have been upsetting. But the Lamar Jackson thing was always –
how about Gonzalez sliding to the Patriots?
Dude, I couldn't believe it. So here's what I kind of figured out about the draft, I think. After like 6 to 8 guys, I think there's almost no difference between like 10 and 100 in this draft.
Just preference?
Yeah, I think it's preference, need, system.
You know what's funny about that? Because a couple of months ago, and I was joking, I think I was talking to Mailman Todd. It was another Steeler fan on social media, and I was like, gosh, I would love to see Jack Campbell as a Steeler.
Mm-hmm. He seems like a Steeler.
And every, you know, not everybody, but a couple guys were like, ah, you know, not a first round. I'm like, well, he's productive, right? The tape measures his workouts. Like, they go hand in hand.
Because he measured well.
I would love to see Jack Campbell as a Steeler. And so, just going back and forth for like 2 weeks, I kind of got talked off of it. I was like, all right, let's go O-line DB. And then I see Campbell go where he does, and I was like, see? I told you, he's a first rounder.
I mean, four spots after the Steelers pick, right?
Because they were fawning over Van Ness. Jack Campbell was unbelievable.
I mean, he was the best player on that defense.
Listen, he is so good, it's not even funny.
And the
I'm telling you, like,
the measurables match the production.
If he stays healthy,
yeah,
he's going to start 8 years.
Honestly, the only knock on Campbell is positional value.
Yeah.
Is people
I get it, those off the ball guys. Yeah. But he can do a couple of different things.
Yeah. And let's be honest, you need good linebackers to have a good defense.
Yeah, I know some people question that pick a little high, especially when Van Ness went first, but I didn't love the Packers taking Van Ness either.
I thought that was a little high on Van Ness. I thought he would be closer to like the late teens, early 20s.
Yeah.
Kind of in the Jack Campbell range of where he ended up being.
I have a super crush on Campbell.
Also, Jack Campbell sounds, this is dumb, terrific linebacker name. Jack Campbell is just like, that guy's a linebacker.
Were you cool with Arizona taking Paris Johnson where they did?
No, that's way too high.
Yeah, his workouts, and I remember asking Gee Scott, this is on social media a couple of months ago, he had all these workouts from his pro day and at the senior bowl. I was like, is he going to pass Skoronski? And at this time, I don't think the consensus was yes.
Even if he did, though.
And sure enough, he did.
Six is so high for him.
Yeah, but Arizona, I mean.
They could have traded out again, though.
Are you a position in need or best player available guy?
Depends on what the position is and depends on who's the best player available.
It's too wishy-washy, you waffle. Schaefer, coming up after this.
Heard at Sports Radio. Every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Tuesday's show, staff writer for The Athletic, Mitch Sherman, our Vegas insider from MajorWager.com, Brian Edwards, and Michael Bruns from 24/7 Sports stops by with all the latest news. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.